supporting scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Well, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And greetings to everybody around the world. Patrick Wood here for Technocracy News and Trends. The novelist Walter Scott, over 200 years ago, was the one who coined the phrase, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Well, the NSA is at it again. They are deceiving the public, Congress, and were it not for a few very sharp-eyed watchdogs, they would be getting away with who knows what. We can thank Edward Snowden originally several years ago for blowing the whistle on the NSA's massive, ubiquitous spying program on American citizens. And the NSA has been slapped, as have other agencies, for collecting data nilly-willy on American citizens. This goes back a number of years, by the way. But they've been consistently slapped by regulatory bodies, by Congress, even by some in the executive branch. And basically, they just go on and do what they want to do without any regard for those external controls. So this article today, the first article, starts out with NSA busted again for collecting U.S. phone records. You just can't make this up. The article states that the National Security Agency collected records about U.S. calls and text messages that it wasn't authorized to obtain last year in a second such incident, renewing privacy concerns surrounding the agency's maligned phone surveillance program, according to government documents and people familiar with the matter. The previously undisclosed error, which took place last October, occurred several months after the NSA said it had purged hundreds of millions of metadata records it had amassed since 2015 due to a separate overcollection episode. You gotta love the language here, the overcollection episode. Metadata included are numbers and timestamps of a call or text message, but not the contents of the conversation, so they say. Well, the NSA basically has just ignored everybody around them that might be wanting to control and limit their activities, and they just do it anyway. And I just have to point out here that the NSA is run by technocrats for the benefit of technocrats to build a total surveillance society. There's simply no other way to look at this. The agency, which reports to the Director of National Intelligence now, has been rogue for many years, unwilling to be controlled by courts or Congress. And that does lead us back to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which has been given authority over all of the intel agencies in our nation. The DNI actually has line item budget control, and they issue marching orders for each one of the agencies. There's 17. The original Director of National Intelligence was none other than John Negroponte, just after the office was created under George Bush. Negroponte was a member of the Trilateral Commission, by the way. And I suggested back then that he was reorganizing the intel community in the world for the benefit of the same global elite that's trying to give us this new international economic order, which we now know as sustainable development, aka technocracy. So the whole system has been sold out long ago, pretty much rotten to the core as far as the people of our country is concerned, because now they consider the people of our country to be their enemies. Well, here's another story that comes out of Europe, and it's interesting for us to take a note. Maybe America should do something like this too. But experts in Europe have warned European nations that they should ban social credit scoring and massive citizen surveillance before it starts. An independent expert group tasked with advising the European Commission to inform its regulatory response to artificial intelligence to underpin EU lawmakers' stated aim of ensuring AI developments are human-centric, has published its policy and investment recommendations. This follows earlier ethics guidelines for, quote, trustworthy AI, put out by the high-level expert group for AI back in April, when the commission also called for participants to test the draft rules. The document includes warnings on the use of AI for mass surveillance and scoring of EU citizens, such as China's social credit system, with the group calling for an outright ban on AI-enabled mass-scale scoring of individuals. That's, quote, AI-enabled mass-scale scoring of individuals. It's pretty blunt. It also urges governments to commit to not engage in blanket surveillance of populations for national security purposes. While there may be a strong temptation for governments to, quote, secure society by building a pervasive surveillance system based on AI systems, this would be extremely dangerous if pushed to extreme levels. They said governments should commit not to engage in mass surveillance of individuals and to deploy and procure only trustworthy AI systems designed to be respectful of the law and fundamental rights, aligned with ethical principles, and socio-technically robust. Well, on the surface of it, who could not agree with such principles? Until we see those principles actually put into policy, that's all it is just talk. So we need to see the beef here. We need to see how EU technocrats will respond to such a plea. My guess is they're going to give it some lip service and then go ahead and do what they want to do anyway. And you'll find out after the fact what they did. Well, we'll see. We can't predict the future any more than they can. So we'll wait and see. The last story in the news is probably the most important story we will have this year, if not in this decade. And that is that Google has become Orwell's Ministry of Truth. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go back and read the book 1984 by George Orwell. The Ministry of Truth was the singular organization or government organ in Orwell's world that declared what truth was. And everybody was expected to believe it, and they had no reason not to believe it because it was the only information that was given them to believe. They had no choice. Well, in this case, I wrote this article myself. There will be lots of other articles coming out on this topic soon because Google is the epitome of technocracy in America. I've stated this so many times already. You see the affinity between Google, by the way, and China. Google had its Project Dragonfly that wanted to give China its own censored search engine. Well, now we know that Google has simply perhaps taken that same technology and given us a censored search engine. This story that was broken by Project Veritas this week is stunning. It quotes an insider from Google that reveals that Google is skewing the news, rewriting the news almost, to come out with certain political outcomes. Number one, they don't want another President Trump to be elected. So they're simply dropping things out of the search engine that might support any conservative viewpoint. That's right, just dropping it out. Now, I'm going to read this article to you because I think it's important, not just because I wrote it, but because this is what we've been talking about for years now, and it's finally coming to light. My article states, forget fake news. Google is fake news. It is rewriting history, the present, and the future. It is using its enormous control over the newsfeed to control how people think, react, and act. Worse, it is working beyond even their wildest imagination. We can thank Project Veritas for breaking this story, and I expect there will be additional Google insiders who come out as whistleblowers to reveal more sordid details about the inner workings of Google. In short, Google is weaponizing its AI programs to decimate all conservative voice in America and to make sure that Donald Trump in particular does not get elected in 2020. Let me just give a side note here. The world went nuts when somebody suggested that the Russians were interfering with American elections, in particular with the election of Donald Trump in 2016. Millions of dollars were spent on investigations. The American people were on the edge of their seat just waiting to see what evidence would come out to convict this president. and to convict the Russians. And all the while, Google, an American company, I might add, from Silicon Valley, Google has been actively working to manipulate U.S. elections right under our noses. And now it's come out in the open that their purpose is to deny the next election to a conservative, and in particular to Donald Trump. Now, I'm not making apologies for Donald Trump any way, shape, or form. This is not about Trump. This is about Google. It doesn't matter who is in the presidency right now. What matters is that Google has set themselves up to be the sole arbiter of truth in America, and it's their way or the highway. Well, Senator Ted Cruz had the opportunity to grill Maggie Stanfill, director of Google User Experience, on the undercover video of another Google executive that was provided by Project Veritas and leaked internal documents. And here's a partial transcript. Cruz, are you familiar with the report that was released yesterday from Veritas that included a whistleblower from within Google that included videos from a senior executive at Google? And it included documents that are reportedly internal PowerPoint documents from Google. She says, yes, I heard about the report in news. Cruz, have you seen the report? She says, no, I didn't. So you didn't review the report to prepare for this hearing? She says, it's been a busy day, and I have a day job, which is digital well-being at Google, so I'm trying to make sure, ... Cruz says, well, I'm sorry that this meeting is impinging on your day job. Stanfill says, it's a great opportunity, thank you. Senator Cruz then says, one of the things in that report, and I would recommend people interested in political bias at Google watch the entire report and judge for themselves. There's a video from a woman, Jen Janai. It's a secret video that was recorded. Jen Janai, as I understand, is the head of responsible innovation for Google. Are you familiar with Ms. Janai? Stanfill says, I work in user experience, and I believe that AI Group is somebody that works on AI principles, but it's a big company, and I don't work directly with Jen. Senator Cruz says, do you know her or no? Stanfill says, I do not know Jen. Senator Cruz says, as I understand that she is shown in the video saying, and this is a quote, Elizabeth Warren is saying that we should break up Google. And like, I love her, but she is very misguided. Like, that will not make it better. It will make it worse. Because all these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation. It's like a small company cannot do that. Do you think it's Google's job to, quote, prevent the next Trump situation? Stanfill says, thank you, Senator. I don't agree with that. No, sir. Cruz. So a different individual, a whistleblower identified simply as an insider at Google with knowledge of the algorithm, was quoted on the same report as saying Google is, quote, bent on never letting someone like Donald Trump come to power again, close quote. You think it's Google's job to make sure, quote, somebody like Donald Trump doesn't ever come to power again, close quote. Stanfill says, no, sir, I don't think that's Google's job. And we build for everyone, including every single religious belief, every single demographic, every single region, and certainly every single political affiliation. Cruz, well, I have to say that certainly doesn't appear to be the case. Of the senior executives at Google, do you know a single one that voted for Donald Trump? She says, thank you, Senator. I'm a user experience director, and I work on Google digital well-being. I can tell you we have a diverse use, ... Cruz interrupts. Did you know of anyone that voted for Trump? She says, I definitely know of people that voted for Trump. Cruz then adds, of the senior executives at Google. She says, I don't talk politics with my workmates. Cruz, is that a no? Google, sorry. Is that a no to what? Cruz, do you know any senior executives, even a single senior executive at the company, that voted for Donald Trump? Stanfill, as a digital well-being expert, I don't think this is my purview to comment. I definitely don't know. Senator Cruz changes the questioning line a little bit. She says, let's talk about one of the PowerPoints that was leaked. The Veritas report has Google internally saying, quote, I propose we make machine learning intentionally human-centered and intervened for fairness, close quote. Is that document accurate? Google, thank you, sir. I don't know about this document, so I don't know. Cruz, okay. I'm going to ask you to respond to the committee in writing afterwards as to whether this PowerPoint and other documents are included in this Veritas report, whether those are accurate. And I recognize that your lawyers may want to write explanation. You're welcome to write all the explanation that you want, but I also want simple, clear answer. Is this an accurate document that was generated by Google? Do you agree with the sentiment expressed in this document? She says, no, sir, I do not. Cruz, going to read you another. Also in this report, it indicates that Google, according to this whistleblower, deliberately makes recommendations if someone is searching for conservative commentators, deliberately shifts the recommendations. So instead of recommending other conservative commentators, it recommends organizations like CNN or MSNBC or left-leaning political outlets. Is this occurring? Google, thank you, sir. I can't comment. I can't comment on search algorithms or recommendations given my purview as digital well-being lead. I can take that back to my team, though. Cruz, so is it part of digital well-being for search recommendations to reflect where the user wants to go and rather than deliberately shifting where they want to go? Google, as a user experience professional, we focus on delivering on user goals. So we try to get out of the way and on the task at hand. Cruz, so a final question. One of these documents that was leaked explains what Google is doing, and it has a series of stamps, training data, collected and classified, algorithms are programmed, media are filtered, ranked, and aggregated, and that ends with people, parentheses like us, are programmed. Does Google view its job as programming people with search results? Google, thank you, Senator. I can't speak for the whole entire company, but I can tell you that we make sure that we put our users first in design. Cruz, well, I think these questions, these documents, raise very serious questions about political bias. Now, that is an understatement by Senator Cruz. This is beyond political bias. This is nothing less than an attempted coup to take over the entire American society by one giant corporation. Nothing less. In America today, there is a concept called sedition. Sedition is a legal term, and this is it. Sedition usually involves actually conspiring to disrupt the legal operation of the government and is beyond expression of an opinion or protesting government policy. Sedition is disinfused from treason, which requires actual betrayal of the government or espionage. And I would suggest that, number one, Google is fully guilty of sedition and is bordering on being guilty of treason. Well, you can take that for what it's worth. We're in serious trouble here. The technocrat gang is asserting control over America. Senator Cruz needs to see this a little bit more acutely, in my opinion. My article concludes, as Google scrambles to perform damage control, you can expect it to issue unending, inane public statements that contradict the clear evidence before the world. This is how things are done at the Ministry of Truth. The technocrat coup is in full swing now, and we should have no illusions that there are good people somewhere in the midst of this. The battle lines have been drawn, but the war has barely begun. If you're hot to conquer censorship, go immediately, run, don't walk, to citizensforfreespeech.org and join the battle. CFFS defends and promotes the First Amendment that gives us the right to speak up. If we lose this right, it's game over. It's just that simple. I hope you will indeed go over to Citizens for Free Speech. I created this nonprofit organization early last year when it became apparent to me personally, as I studied technocracy and society, that the various big tech firms like Google and Twitter and Amazon and Facebook were colluding together to isolate certain people from their platforms. This collusion now is well known, and many people can testify to how they got dropped by one and then all of a sudden get dropped by everyone. This is not just an isolated incident. We can't just say, well, it's just Google. Google's the only one. No, it's not true. The rest of them are fully complicit. One person got deplatformed from a major mailing list service, which is known as MailChimp. They paid MailChimp thousands of dollars per month to perform their mailing duties for them to their constituents. And MailChimp didn't like the fact that they were sending out emails that were anti-vaccine. So they summarily terminated the service. Said, we don't want your money anymore. You're out of here because you're spreading fake news. Everybody's involved in this in the big tech world. I'm telling you, it's not just one group. These technocrats are sticking together. Like the old adage goes, birds of a feather flock together. And they are flocking together. And at this point, it's them or us in the end. Take your pick. I vote for us. I hope you do too. If you haven't had a chance to read my book yet, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, there's never been a better time than right this minute to do it. We have to have the American people understanding who the enemy in this country really is. It's not Marxist or communist in the end of it. Yes, they're there, but they're not the ones that are ultimately going to be hanging as high. It's these technocrats that live and operate and work within companies like Google. Now it's time to get busy, folks. Stand up and be counted. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. See you next time.